KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 52 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly cloudy skies with a chance of some scattered light showers other than what we've already had. Otherwise, skies will become partly cloudy today and we'll have a high around 69. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In an update to our story last hour, Highway 92 west of Messina is still blocked due to a two-vehicle head-on crash that occurred around 6:45 this morning that occurred between 720th and 730th Streets. Cumberland and Messina Fire and Rescue, along with Medevac Ambulance, were on the scene. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren told us just a few minutes ago the roadway was still blocked, as mentioned, and one person was life-flighted out following that crash. We'll have additional details as they become available. Police in Creston say two men were arrested recently at around 1:50 this morning. 28-year-old David J. Downing of Apton was arrested in Creston for OWI second offense. He's since bonded out at $2,000. And 50-year-old Jeffrey John Lusk of Creston was arrested in the 200 block of North Pine Street for criminal mischief in the second degree. Lusk was being held in the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. Well, Michelle Anderson, director of the Atlantic Public Library, presented her annual report to the City Council Wednesday evening. Anderson said statistics from fiscal year 2017-18, dating back to before she took over as director, until the present time show...
We had over 4,000 member accounts or patron accounts. Some of those are individual accounts, some of those are family accounts, with annual visits of over 25,000. We do have accounts that we specify as not Atlantic patrons, so we serve rural Cass County, we serve two contracting cities, Marnie and Wyota, and we also serve open access members.
There are more than 63,000 physical items checked out, she said, which is about the same as usual. Use of the digital library has been up.
Everything you would expect from the library, but online, so the books, the audiobooks, the magazines, the music, that's what I call digital library. And then about the same amount of use of our other digital resources.
Ann Anderson says there are the added benefits of accessing the library online.
And right now I am offering a series of classes on Wednesday afternoons, kind of helping people discover what's actually there and how they can use it. A lot of our digital library products actually come with apps ready to use. So all you have to do is have your library card, download the free app, and you're good to go.
She said there had been generally a trend away from less public computer usage at the library to more Wi-Fi connections on personal devices.
Just as an aside, we just closed our Picture Atlantic digital photo contest that the library hosted as a further celebration of the sesquicentennial, and we had over 100 picture submissions, so I'm really excited about that, and we'll be announcing winners for that on November 2nd.
And financially speaking, Anderson said 86% of their revenues come from the City of Atlantic, with others coming from donations, state and county contracts. Last year, the county contributed a little more than $14,000, and this year is expected to be increased to $16,200. She said the libraries in Cass County will be asking the Board of Supervisors for another increase for the coming year. Expenses, she said, are primarily used for staff and circulation. It's political debate season in Iowa. Half a dozen debates among candidates for governor and Congress have already been held. The final debate between Republican Governor Kim Reynolds and Democratic challenger Fred Hubble will be held early this Sunday morning. There will be no debate, though, between Republican Congressman Steve King of Akron and his opponent in the 4th Congressional District race.
Nobody comes to me and says, I don't know where you stand on an issue. Everybody's known where I've been for all the years that I've served in Congress.
That's King, who says the debate is unnecessary. King is seeking a 9th term in the U.S. House. He last debated a general election opponent in 2012, when he faced former Iowa First Lady Kristi Vilsack. J.D. Scholten, a Democrat from Sioux City, is challenging King this year. Scholten says debates are about holding candidates accountable.
He's been to Austria 5 out of the last 6 years on taxpayer dime. And I want to know why. It's not like we're trading or we're finding trade routes to Austria because of it.
Scholten is holding town hall meetings in each of the 39 counties in the 4th district.
My race isn't against him. My race is to fight and work for the people of this district. And I think that's why we're becoming more and more popular, and why I'm not there just calling him names. But he should be held accountable.
Scholten says you can't fake showing up, and King has stopped holding town hall meetings in the district.
By all accounts, we see that he's just running scared.
King says he speaks with thousands of people in tele-town hall meetings and meets face-to-face with constituents, but stopped doing public town hall meetings in the district because they've turned into a forum for protesters.
I think people know where I stand. We're going to continue with our campaign. It's up to him to continue with his.
Shulton launched his campaign 15 months ago and has outraised King in each quarter. Over the last 3 months, Shulton raised $661,000. That's four times as much as King raised during the same period for his re-election. Republican Congressman Steve King says if Mexico fails to stop a caravan of asylum seekers from Central America who are headed north, then President Trump must follow through on his threat to send troops to seal the southern border and prevent their entry into the U.S.
It's one of those kind of promises that has to be kept. I think about when Ronald Reagan said to the air traffic controllers, you have a chance to come back to work, but if you don't, I'm going to fire you. And some said he doesn't have the nerve to do that. But Ronald Reagan had to do that if he wanted to maintain his presidency. And this is one of those kind of circumstances, too.
Recent reports indicate the caravan, which started in Honduras, has swelled to a group of 4,000 making their way through Guatemala. King says President Trump must also carry out his threat to end U.S. aid to countries along the migration route if the caravan reaches the U.S. border.
That adds up to quite a lot of money. I think he should say further that we'll redirect those funds into building a wall.
King, who is seeking a ninth term in the U.S. House, has long advocated building a wall along the southern border, and he has strongly opposed legislation to provide a pathway to citizenship or some sort of legal residency status for immigrants who have entered the country illegally. This past week, King sparked controversy by commenting on Canadian politics. He tweeted his endorsement of Faith Goldie, who's running for mayor of Toronto.
I support her because she won't back up. She takes a stand and she holds it, and she has been treated badly abused by the establishment within Toronto.
King's tweet calling Faith Goldie pro-Western civilization has drawn more than 1,000 critical comments describing Goldie as a white nationalist and citing her comment that Canada is undergoing a white genocide. King said Goldie is a legitimate pro-rule of law candidate whose advertising wasn't aired and who was not invited to debate the two other candidates running for mayor of Toronto. King says that's a violation of her freedom of speech.
So she has been completely muzzled, and when I see that happen, I know that freedom has been damaged dramatically.
King's Democratic opponent J.D. Shulton of Sioux City says once again Steve King spends more time supporting far-right leaders in other countries than he does focusing on the needs of the people of our district, the 4th District. Deirdre DeGere is Iowa's newest political star, even if she hasn't yet won an election. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey recently made his inaugural trip to Iowa by headlining a fundraiser for DeGere. Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont will stump with DeGere on Sunday, and Senator Kamala Harris of California will make her Iowa debut Monday alongside DeGere. Even by Iowa standards, this is a lot of high wattage attention being paid to a 32-year-old who has not yet won her campaign for Secretary of State. The spotlight reflects the excitement surrounding the woman who is the first African-American to win a primary for statewide office in vastly white Iowa. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.